everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching part one of the two-part 15th anniversary special for Power Rangers, Once a Ranger. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into it in 3, 2, 1, go! Once a Ranger Part 1 was the 20th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on July 23rd, 2007, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Britta Stone. Wow. Worth a lot of money, probably. I bet you're not just gonna give that back. You bet right! Get them! Look at that, guys. Minute and a half into the episode, and the first minute was the intro. We're already on our first fight. He missed! Okay, he either sliced through the guy or somehow missed. I don't understand how that works. Really? That's awesome. Never done this before. Yeah, just turn around and do it. You're at the museum. That's more than those other losers. What could this be? Greetings, enemy of Earth. I know you seek the jewels of the Corona Aurora. I can help you get them if you meet with me. I don't need any help. Too late. Okay.
And who invited you?
It was I who invited you. Thank you all for coming. I am Thrax.
Thrax?
Hello.
I've heard about you. Weren't you banished forever?
As you can see, that's not the case. Like Moltor and Flurious, I was imprisoned by the Sentinel Knight.
He's got skin sewn onto his face, it looks like. Oh, look, in a dumpster. That looks familiar.
Standing in your way of finding the jewels of the Corona Aurora. The Power Rangers?
Yes! The Rangers have ruined our plans time and time again!
Then maybe it's time to eliminate the problem at the source. If I help you destroy the Rangers, Earth will be yours to plunder for the jewels. You'll be unstoppable.
Oh. But the Rangers...
Oh, that sounds like fun, yes.
We're stronger if we work together.
Not a chance.
Not now, now. I'm proposing a temporary alliance. Once the Rangers are gone, you can vaporize each other for all I care. Now gather around, my compatriots.
You know, I can barely remember what life...
So Thrax is supposed to be the son of Rita and Lord Zedd.
Definitely the most exciting thing to ever happen to me.
I've got to admit, I thought my life was adventurous before, but now it's...
It just does not fit in the timeline.
Something out of a movie.
Exactly. Yeah. Come on, you guys are forgetting the best part about being a ranger. Saving the world.
No, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Is there a camera there? Alright, seriously though, if you think about it. This is the 15th anniversary. The first, what, 3 years? 4 years? Rita and Zedd, well, first couple of years they didn't even like each other. Then they got married. Even if they made babies then. This guy would not be old enough to be old, to not even be this old, but to also have fought Sentinel Knight? No. That's gonna hurt. No, that doesn't normally hurt them like that. This part might. The physics don't work on that, though. He grabbed her by the nothing on her back. Wow. She hit the side of the car that made the windshield spark. Just the corner, though. I hate those bouncy garage doors. They're so annoying.
Excellent. Now give me your evil energy so we can eliminate the Rangers once and for all.
Oh. Well, they hurt your morphers. This is also like, oh, it's been a while since we've heard Morphin Grid anywhere, hasn't it? Hey, the Sentinel Knight!
This just keeps getting better. The Sentinel Knight.
Destroy him!
You can't, but I know what can.
We've got to get out of here.
Let them go. They won't cause you any more trouble.
Let's find the jewels.
slowly walk away into the smoke. Right there, wherever you are.
Powerless. Any luck at all yet, Dad?
No.
The tear in the grid has cut off all access to your Ranger powers.
Even our most sophisticated repair program can't fix it.
Fine, but at least fix the morphers.
We're not Power Rangers anymore.
That would help things a little bit.
I don't believe it.
The Evil Alliance has wasted no time in searching for the remaining jewels. There are reports of attacks coming in from all over the world.
And it's only a matter of time before they come here for the two we have.
Can't let that happen. We've got to take the fight to them.
Without our Ranger powers.
You still have your genetically enhanced skills. Dad's right.
Yeah, the DNA upgrades. Wow, I can't believe they were giving up, though. Can you imagine? That's not what Power Rangers do. Actually, I'm sure it's happened before. Oh, here we go. Wait, are they still working together? I was under the impression that once they got rid of the Power Rangers, they'd all split off. She'd either be Kandor and... what's her name? Or just the Fear Cats. All right, now he has fought the Fear Cats before, but they are still enhanced, but those gear things, so I can understand that. That actually makes sense here? Well, you know, if you hadn't said anything, you might have actually been able to do it. You know, we haven't seen them use their civilian powers in a while, right? Not like this. Exactly what was that supposed to do? You think that's a new one, or do you think that's the one that Doggy Kruger used to use? Oh wait, did he have an ATV? Or maybe it's one of the ones like Tommy or Trent were using. Dodge the attack, only get knocked off by a rock. Shame. Oh yeah, his powers won't help him. Oh, here's something new. Oh, here's the music, too.
Hello.
That's Bridge. I like that they have the music for these guys. This was the big one. I mean, yeah, they got some recent guys, but then they got one original. Well, sort of.
Glad to help.
Is anyone else confused here?
I will answer all of your questions.
But maybe this isn't the best place.
Now there's more to that scene. They just cut it really short there. You could even see her starting to say more stuff.
So, you've all been rangers before.
Yep.
Well, except for me.
Here we go.
I'm not a ranger yet, but I will be. In the future, I'm going to be the Green Ranger. Oh, and then I'm going to be the Blue Ranger.
But you're wearing red?
Oh, yeah. Well, long story short, our mentor, who's a dog, got promoted to head of SPD, which used to be run by a bird, but he retired and went down to Miami, and then Sky got promoted, and I got promoted, and that's why I'm the Red Ranger. Or rather, will be.
Makes sense to me. In any case, welcome. We're so glad to have you here.
I have asked previous Power Rangers to help in this time of crisis. I was able to channel some of my remaining energy to restore their powers.
And we're all happy to help. Once a Ranger, always a Ranger.
As the guardian of the jewel,
which just came up last episode.
To see that they are protected. That's why I've chosen Adam, Bridge, Xander, Tori, and Kira to replace you as the new team of Power Rangers.
Well, that's a harsh way to say it.
It's really great to finally get some free time around here.
Yeah. You know, let these new guys take the heat for a while.
You could help.
New team of Power Rangers save ancient monument.
Anyway, those Zords are unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't wait to get in the cockpit of that gyro driver.
Oh, what an incredible command center. Dr. O would have loved to see that.
Hey, you know, I still can't believe he's a doctor.
Seems like you're all getting along just fine.
Of course, they had to mention that.
Make a pretty good team, right, guys?
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry. I'm sure you'll be back to action in no time.
Yeah, we're just pinch hitting for you till you get your powers back.
You mean if we get our powers back?
Well, mopey. Go downstairs, or wherever the base is, and help. You could help. Oh well, at least this way we get to see what the old new Rangers could do.
Now that's just rude.
Now the Sentai version did something similar to this with older Rangers. In fact, they did in fact have their version of the Blue Ninja Storm Ranger. Hurricane Blue was there. Their ABBA Ranger representative was actually Abare Black. Or ABBA Black. ABBA Black. Abare Black? I don't remember which way it goes. Anyway, it's the Black Ranger from that show. For SPD, it was Deca Break. Or, yeah, Omega? Is what we called him. And then for Magi Ranger, they got Yellow and Magi Shine.
It's your move.
Oh, this wasn't supposed to happen.
Thank you so much for coming back to help, Adam.
I know you all must have busy lives that you had to leave.
There's nothing more important than this.
You know, I've dealt with Rita and Zed before. Seems like Thrax has inherited their worst parts.
He severed the Overdrive Ranger's connection to the morphing grid. I've reinforced it so we can't cut up your powers as well. I just don't have the technology to repair the damage he's done.
Maybe he's got an idea.
The new Rangers team foiled my plan! Thrax! You promised to eliminate the Rangers. And now they're popping up like geraniums!
Oh, look!
Love geraniums!
Never fear,
team! Oh, love it. How?
Spencer said you wanted to see me.
Mr. Hartford, you know how much we've loved being part of Operation Overdrive.
And it's been an incredible experience.
But now that you've got a new team, you just don't need us anymore.
Of course.
Yes. See?
Our mission isn't over yet.
Our mission was to be Power Rangers. We dropped everything for that.
I see.
It's just that we feel that you have everything handled here. We talked about it. And we'd like to go back to our normal lives.
Mac? You feel this way too?
I'm not going anywhere, Dad, but I don't think there's much I can do to help.
So you're sure this is what you want?
Yes, we are. We've decided to leave Operation Overdrive.
Really? Why? I mean, they could still use your assistance. Think about how chaotic it gets in that command base with just Mr. Hartford and Spencer in there. Well, I guess now technically they'll have Mac. They could also be working on trying to find a way to restore their powers. That's a part of this I don't like. But anyway, like I was saying, the whole Thrax thing does not make any sense. Rita and Zed were not together long enough to have a kid, let alone one that would have enough of a history to have taken on Sentinel Knight, especially since that energy wave from Zordon would have wiped him out. So anyway, well, that'll do it for this time. Next time, we'll watch part two and see how this all turns out. Until then, I hope you take care of yourselves.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.